Pornhub allows multiple videos of a 14-year-old girl being raped on their site and didn't want to take it down. And did you know that sex trafficking has a direct link to those of you who are watching porn? And the Boy Scouts of America is filing for bankruptcy less than a year after accepting women into the fold. Stay with us as you look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And today's stories that we are going to be talking about, guys, they are really unsettling. I got to be honest with you. Just putting together the notes today, writing down some of the testimony, writing down some of the statements that were made and some of the actions and inaction that we see. But sadly, to be expected, and I'm going to get right into it and not really do any housework in terms of what we're doing as a ministry. If I have time, I'll mention some of the things we'll be doing in March coming up. But guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about a story that I had read on the website Fight the New Drug. And if you guys don't know about that website, a lot of it is dedicated to fighting against pornography and the use of pornography, those who are watching it, also being able to hopefully provide them with ways of escape that Jesus actually is the one who ultimately provides it. But he will use certain things and certain people. And I know Fight the New Drug has been inside of schools. They've visited to talk with kids. And, you know, I don't know too much about them, but some of the articles they have are just devastating. I was reading the one recently that I mentioned in the intro for this episode, and it involved a 14-year-old girl, a 14-year-old girl named Rose Kalemba. And this girl is from Ohio, and apparently when she was 14, she was walking around at night in Ohio, and she was taken captive at knife point. Not only taken captive at knife point, but then taken and raped on film. Okay? Those films, I believe six in total, were then uploaded to Pornhub. And guys, we've talked about Pornhub on here. We talked a couple weeks ago about them using a baby Yoda emoji. Or I'm sorry, not an emoji, but a baby Yoda meme with Pornhub in the eyeballs of baby Yoda as if baby Yoda is looking at porn. And then, you know, it says like 30 seconds after my parents walk out the door. Because Pornhub knows that little kids are watching their stuff. That's the facts. And they do not care. Not that we should expect anybody involved in peddling pornography to have any moral compass at all. But imagine the searing of the conscience that needs to take place. Imagine just how seared they've become to sexual immorality that they can joke about little kids, baby Yoda, okay, watching pornography after their parents walk out. I mean, it shows you just how depraved it is. And this is exactly what happens when it comes to just lust and money. That's why the Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all sorts or all kinds of evil. And peddling pornography for profit will produce evil after evil. The amount of marriages, the amount of young children that have been destroyed, lives destroyed because of the addiction of pornography. There's a reason why the website is called Fight the New Drug, because that is what happens in the brain. It is so eerily similar to what happens when somebody is on different types of drugs. So guys, that's why we talk about it. I like to bring this up because as someone who I've discipled young men for a long time in my walk, as someone who has talked ad nauseum with people that were struggling with this, young men and women, by the way, it's a topic that we need to talk about. We need to be able to point this out, mark it as wicked, and say, guys, this needs to be exposed because it is ravaging households. It is taking away families. Now, I would normally at this time mention Casting Crowns and their song, A Slow Fade, but sadly, recently, I saw they were doing some stuff with Bethel. And I, you know, in all honesty, I can't promote people that would get involved with Bethel. And so I'm not going to promote that. But I will say there was a song that they had written a number of years ago that's called A Slow Fade. And a lot of the music video and the what the song had behind it was this idea, you know, that daddies never crumble in a day, and that it's a slow fade that you, when you give yourself away, when black and white, things that we know, this is wrong, we shouldn't be doing this, start turning to gray. And I've always been nervous for people when that's the case. I think I've probably told this story on here before, but I remember as a believer, when I started courting my wife, my now wife, Holly, we were at her house and she was so excited for me to meet one of her friends. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, a friend from past. And we go to meet and I'm like, hi, my name's Chad. Nice to meet you. And we're eating and just talking about scripture and different things. And she had no longer been going to the fellowship. And I remember we started talking about music. And I said, hey, I just got to be honest with you. When it comes to worship music, I don't like listening to worship songs where I cannot figure out if I'm supposed to be talking to my girlfriend or I'm talking to Jesus here. When I can't figure that out, I just say, I don't really want to listen to that. I'll find something where I know 100% I'm worshiping the Lord. That's just how I feel. And she said, oh, I remember when I was like that. And then I grew, and now I realize that even a secular song can help me in my walk. And I remember thinking, and I just kind of sat there, and I'm not one to be awestruck in terms of what to say. I typically have something to say always, but I remember just thinking to myself, in my head, I didn't want to offend the person, especially when somebody's been a believer much longer than you, and I remember thinking to myself, I just said, I never want to get to the place where my sanctification allows me to do the wicked things that I used to do before I was saved. I never want to get to a place where I mature in a way that makes me less holy. And so I decided that day, I was like, I wouldn't have nothing to do with secular music. I will not even have anything to do. And I will stand firm when it comes to this. I'm not going to listen to songs where I cannot tell what's going on. And guys, what the point of that is that slow fade. And I think that we as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are given some marching orders. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, it tells us, brethren, I can't say that over and over and over again. Brethren, see to it that none of you, nobody amongst you, has a sinful, unbelieving heart that falls away from living God. And then it mentions how they are carried away by the deceitfulness of sin. Remember that sin is deceitful. Typically, Satan isn't jumping at you with horns, okay? He typically comes in a miniskirt. He typically comes in coarse jesting at work. There's these little areas of your life, these little foxes that come in. And when these foxes come in, they will ruin the vineyard of your faith. And so we need to mark those things, point those things out. And the marching orders of a brother in Christ is to look at your brother. And when you see him, wait a second, you normally wouldn't joke that way. Or wait a second, you didn't used to watch movies like that, or you didn't used to listen to music like that. What has allowed you to get to this place where now, yeah, we should practice yoga as believers? What has allowed you to get to this place? What has been the slow fade? What have been these breadcrumbs that are leading you into debauchery? And as a brother in Christ, or sister in Christ, it is your job to point that out. And I believe Matthew 18, in terms of church discipline, gives us a great outline for that. To go up to them one-on-one when it comes to their sin. And then if they don't listen, you go and you grab a brother. And if they don't listen, you bring them before the church. And notice And I bring this up a lot because I believe it's very important. And I think because in the church, this isn't looked after, this isn't done properly. Elders in the churches are not put in properly by their actual position in standing with Christ. A lot of them are new converts. A lot of them, I was just talking with a brother in Christ. I know I feel like I'm going everywhere today, but I was just talking with a brother in Christ, and he said he was sitting down right after conversion with a youth pastor. And he was sharing with him the word, hey, this is how I came to faith. Actually, I just interviewed him. It was Travis Key. He did an interview. You guys can check it out a couple weeks ago. And he's like, man, you should be preaching and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is something that is so dangerous. In a lot of very big churches, all of a sudden, I've done this. I've visited and I've spoken at a bigger church. And I get there and they're like, oh, here's our ministry team. And like some of these people, I'm like, is this guy even a believer? And these are the guys that are, this is the leadership of your church. This is dangerous to do. And I was literally talking about this at our Monday night Bible study with somebody. And I woke up and I was going through my phone and I look and I see Rich Wilkerson Jr. If you've never heard about him, we have a article on our website. You can check it out, goodfight.org. Just look up for Rich Wilkerson Jr. Pastor Joe Schimmel wrote about him and why you should not be following him or be within 100 feet of him in concerning doctrine. But he said, I guess somebody stole his car, and instead of being really angry at him, he offered forgiveness. Praise God. But then they said he offered him an internship. And that to me, I just said to myself, and by the way, I heard it was not paid, but get a homeless guy a job where they don't get paid, that doesn't sound like a great idea. But nonetheless, my whole point was, why are we developing people in leadership roles that aren't ready for it? It's really, really dangerous. And the scriptures are very, very clear on that. And they're very, very clear to us why. And just the same reason that we don't have leaders that properly know doctrine or able to refute false doctrine and preach true doctrine, we don't have leaders very, very carefully in scripture. People are picking out the rich guy to make sure that they have money funneling into the church, because if he's an elder, then guess what? He's going to make sure he's also giving money. And this is what happens. You get bad leadership with bad doctrine, and they don't know the scriptures. And so they don't understand that when Matthew 18 takes place, which a lot of them don't even care about it or care that Jesus said this is how it's supposed to run. But if they do it, even those who do it, we need to also recognize that it isn't just, oh, let's just Matthew 18. We recognize that the goal of that instruction from Jesus over and over again was fail-safes for reconciliation. Reconcile, 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 get that brother back. So our job is to see the sin in our brother if we can, and not, you know, hit him with a log that's stuck in our eye, but we make sure that we're not involved in that sin, remove that log, and then we can take the speck out of our brother's eye. And if we take that speck out, that is the marching order in Hebrews 3. Now, it can come to a place where James 5, 19 and 20 needs to be installed. If you guys don't know James 5, 19 and 20, that's where it says, brethren. Once again, guys, brethren, if any among you stray from the truth and one brings him back, he will save his soul from death. Okay? So I think for me personally, I put Hebrews 3 and James 5 right next to each other. Hebrews 3, 12 through 14, James 5, 19 and 20, right next to each other for our jobs as brethren, because we need to look out and say, Is our brother in Christ falling into sin? Is the deceitfulness of sin catching up with him? How do we stop him? And what are the things that we are noticing in his behavior when he's not walking in a manner worthy of his calling? Not in a, I want to beat him over the head and I want to hit him with a log. No, I want to win my brother over. I want to make sure he's not falling into this sin. And if anything, guys, I want to talk about the wickedness of pornography over and over again, because this is the very thing that when I talk to people, the thing they struggle with, specifically men, but it's a growing epidemic in women. I have an article that online concerning 50 Shades of Grey. I did 3 different articles, I believe, on the subject. And on one of those, Tony, maybe you just put all 3 up and hopefully they find it. On one of those, we talk about the Women's March and how when the Women's March happened, that Pornhub, who we're going to be talking about here, drastically went down in their numbers because all these women, and I bet a bunch of beta men as well, were out there at the Women's March making sure everyone can kill babies. And while they were doing that, Pornhub went down because they couldn't be watching it. So don't think this is only men that are struggling with this. I've talked to wonderful sisters in Christ who have told me how they struggled with pornography and how Christ brought them through it. Okay. The thing is, with Fight the New Drug, or there's a ton of organizations that want to battle against pornography. Okay. The one thing is that you want to make sure that you have the answer. The answer is found in Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, I'm just telling you the truth. You're just going to vice change. You're just going to go, I'm going to trade this vice for this vice. Okay. I'm going to trade this vice. Maybe you're not watching porn, but now you're fornicating. Maybe you're not fornicating and now you're getting drunk. Maybe you're not getting drunk. Maybe you're doing something else. Maybe you're smoking weed. You'll just trade some vices, because ultimately you're going to commit idolatry if you don't have the Lord. Okay. You will worship something. We have been created to worship. Everybody worships something. And if you don't worship the Lord, you'll worship something else. And so, guys, I want to talk about the wickedness of Pornhub, because maybe if you're involved and you got struggles, maybe if you hear this story and see how disgusting it is, not that you don't already know. I think a lot of the men that get involved in this, they know how wicked pornography is. They know how disgusting it is. And yet they're encapsulated by it. They have no victory. It's not the Romans 8 victory that I hear about. It seems more like the Romans 7, Saul, before Paul's conversion, okay, that he can't help but do this thing. That's what it looks like. We want that victory found in Romans chapter 8, okay? Actually, it's at the end of Romans chapter 7, where he says, who will free me from this body of death? Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then chapter 8, it's the victory, laying aside the deeds of the flesh, okay? It's the, we are more than conquerors, not in ourselves. Don't think you can do it. Jesus said in John 15 that apart from him, you can do nothing. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It's through Jesus. In the battle of spiritual warfare, the first thing you do is fall under the mighty hand of God in Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. So guys, I want to point that out, because this is a battle that is not won simply in the flesh and blood. It's a battle. It's a wrestling. Okay, and you look at the famous men of God in the Old Testament over and over again, there's a couple of things that you'll see. Guys like Samson, guys like David, guys like Solomon, men of renown, okay? And these men all fell into sexual sin. So don't think yourself too high and mighty. Don't think yourself that you're so holy that you would never fall. Take heed where you stand lest you fall. Watch yourself. And don't get wrapped up into the snares of the devil. So I have to tell you this story, because if you're looking at Pornhub, if you're going on Pornhub.com, guys, I'm telling you right now, this is the kind of stuff that they peddle on there, and you are partakers of it, okay? You are partakers of it, all right? As I said, Rose Kalemba was taken at knife point in Ohio. She was raped on film, 6 different videos, posted on Pornhub. They put it on their website. These were some of the names of the videos, and I can't even read them all. Teen crying and getting slapped around. Teen getting destroyed. Passed out teen. All those videos. There's only 3 of the 6 titles. All of them uploaded. All of them with thousands of views. And this is what she had to say. My assault itself put me in a mental prison, but Pornhub gave me a life sentence. Millions of men watched the 6 videos of my assault. I have no way of knowing how many of those millions downloaded them and still have access to them even after Pornhub finally removed them from its site after I pretended to be a lawyer. The porn industry made it so that my rape didn't just end that horrible night, and my fears weren't just that. They became quickly reality. Because of the porn industry, I was harassed, stalked, threatened, and so much more for years and years after my attack. I was followed multiple times when I was walking around, spit on and groped and touched against my will by complete strangers, and also some boys and grown men I knew. After she discovered that a rape was broadcasted, guys, she spent 6 months periodically emailing Pornhub. She would plead and write, please, I'm a minor. This was assault. Please take this down. Guess what Pornhub's response was? Absolute silence, because they didn't care. And they were getting the emails. You know how? She mentioned it in her statement. She made a fake email account. A fake email account, acting as if she was a lawyer who was going to sue them, and the videos were taken down within 48 hours. So they were getting her emails. They knew. But they're disgusting. They're dirtbags. This stuff is sick. I had an entire episode called Should Pornography Be Legal? Obviously, our answer was no. And yet, I can tell you this. I posted that video to multiple websites, and so-called Christians, many of which liberal, were completely against the idea of making pornography illegal, and which is astounding to me. In response to the question of why videos with titles like the ones that were mentioned by Rose's Rape remain active on their site, quote, extreme teen abuse and teen abused while sleeping, Pornhub stated, quote, we allow all forms of sexual expression that follow our terms of use. And while some people might find these fantasies inappropriate, they do appeal to many people around the world and are protected by various freedom of speech laws. That is disgusting. Teen rape protected. Teen rape that we can try to get men to watch and enjoy young girls being raped, and that this is simply a, quote, freedom of sexual expression. How disgusting. How horrible. Guys, I bring this up because I want you to feel convicted if you're clicking on Pornhub or some other site. Don't think that's the only site that's getting this on there. Okay, I want you to feel convicted to know you are a partaker with them in this. Okay? You have become a partaker. And I will tell you this, guys. This story, as a father of two young little girls, I know my daughters are little babies, but as a husband to a wife, as somebody who has little sisters, I mean, who's someone who has a mother and also somebody who just has a pulse, this stuff really, really frustrates me. If you can't have righteous anger for this, I'm asking you, do you have the Holy Spirit inside of you to know that a young girl being raped was broadcast online and it took months and months for somebody to even take it down? And then our society, you know, these legislators are just handcuffed. This is just freedom of expression. Give me a break. And guys, don't think this is the only form of rape. This is not, taking them at knife point is not the only form. I want to warn you about something that takes place that predators are doing online that I guarantee in my own city, in my own radius right now, there is a predator performing this act on a young girl right now. And I say young girl, it's done to young boys. In fact, I believe it was done to young boys at the place where I used to coach wrestling. If you guys remember, I did an episode a few weeks ago about the Simi High football coach who got caught with a young boy in an office that he had a key to. One of the ways that they, and I'm saying this, guys, for parents, and I'm saying this for young daughters, for you who listen, and I know I've talked to a lot of parents that play these shows for their daughters, and praise God for that, you know, because it's one thing to keep them ignorant and act like, well, if we just don't tell them this stuff's going on, they'll never find out about it. Guys, it's good to be knowledgeable. I'll tell you something right now. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I tell her when she gets close to the street, that's how you die, okay? I let her know, this is how you die. You get hit by a truck and you will die, okay? I want to be serious about the dangers that are out there. And when it comes to this, I want them to know what the predators will do. You see, a lot of predators will make fake profiles, both guys and girls, and they'll make themselves a young, good-looking man, okay? Maybe a little older than high school, maybe in high school, and they will send pictures. They'll collect pictures from them online and start a profile, and then through Snapchat, okay, even with TikTok and all these different devices, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and they make these fake accounts. And what they do is say, oh, I'll send you a pic. You send me a pic. They collect pics, and they will send them out, and young girls will send pictures of themselves in their bra, and then some of them completely nude. and they'll send them. And these fake accounts will then collect those images and then tell them, hey, I have these pictures, and if you don't do X, Y, and Z with me, I'm going to show your parents. I'm going to post them online. And then, because the child, and that's exactly what they are, because the child doesn't know and doesn't realize that hopefully, if you are a parent, I'm going to say this for dads, I'm specifically talking to you guys. I know it would be terrible to find out that your daughter was sending nudes to somebody. That would be heartbreaking, right? As a man, you would feel like you failed, right? That you allowed other men to go on there, or women, and to collect pictures of your daughter under your nose. You would feel like you failed. But you know what? The only time you would really fail is if you did not let her know and affirm your love for her in a way that if she came to you and honestly told you, this has happened to me, this guy is trying to bribe me, that you would be so disgusted that you wouldn't want to deal with her, but that you would be a man right there and you would affirm your love to her, even though she's made this horrible decision and you probably should have been watching out a little better, okay? We still need to be able to say, I messed up, you messed up, and we're going to fix this. And as a man, deal with it, okay? Whatever you got to do, you have to deal with it. Call the police. You know, I can't imagine being in that situation. I think about it. I was thinking about it while I was writing this show, and I was got to be honest with you, I was getting frustrated just thinking about it. It was hurting my heart. And guys, I want you to know and be able to say, let's go and let's get this guy before something bad happens, worse, before something worse happening. Something bad already happened. He tried to take advantage of your daughter and did in some ways, but let's not let it get to the next level where he's bribing them for sexual favors because something like this has happened. And guys, watch out for your daughters. Care about them and for your young boys. The story I just told at Simi High, that was a young boy who was in lacrosse and football and all this stuff. And you think, you know, he's going to be a man. He's going to do these things. Next thing you know, he's with the coach who's taking advantage of him. Okay, it's horrible. So we need to watch out. We need to watch them like a hawk and love them enough to care about them enough that you keep your eyes on them, that you don't just allow them to go willy-nilly all over the internet. Guys, I didn't even get as much into the direct link between pornography, okay, and sex trafficking, but know that there is an absolute direct link, and I'm going to send the article that I was on, and I'll have Tony post it on there for you, and it was on the Conquer series, okay, it's called This Is How Porn and Sex Trafficking Are Linked. It's very, very powerful. A lot of these videos that you see, hopefully you don't see, but a lot of videos that are found online are literally from sex trafficked young girls and young boys as well. So please, guys, know that you're involved in this. I know I had mentioned in the beginning, and I'll try to just touch on this topic real quick, okay, because I only have about 2 minutes. But if you guys hadn't heard, the Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy, and that's less than a year after they decided that between 11 and 17-year-olds, they were going to now allow girls to be on the troops. And I remember seeing the memes and stuff online of, hey, look, we went out on our backpacking retreat, and look what happens, and the girl's pregnant. Because a lot of times they're on these survival things, and they're learning how to camp and all this stuff. And having those guys and girls, we need to recognize that guys and girls are usually attracted to each other. And if they don't have proper guidance, bad things are going to happen. And when it comes to the Boy Scouts of America, a lot of the reasons that they're having to file for bankruptcy is for all the money having to be spent because of the sexual immorality. And I want to link all these things together. Porn, sex trafficking, Boy Scouts of America, and all their sexual assaults. Guys, these are the wicked fantasies that are perpetrated online, that are put in front of people's faces, and because sin is the way it is, they want darkness and they want darkness, okay? They start looking at stuff they shouldn't be looking at, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse until their entire lives are encapsulated by the pornography, and then eventually the violent pornography that they're watching, the rape scenes, the violence, all these things, eventually they say, I gotta try it. And that's exactly what happens. And I'm telling you this right now, well, look at the link. Okay, look at the link over and over again, sex trafficking. Look at the link from all these sexual predators. Most, if not all of them, I've yet to find too many. These sexual predators typically have a very big problem with porn. And as believers, guys, we need to stand up for the truth. As believers, we need to expose this wickedness. We need to warn our brothers, point them out the sin that's coming and befallen them. And if they fall into this, we still need to bring them back. We need salvation for those who are addicted to pornography and know that the victory is only found in Jesus Christ. This is Chad Davidson, and this is the 5:11 News.